Hello, this is Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about mediumship and what kind of validation you should expect from a medium when he or she is connecting with your deceased loved ones. So a quick definition, a medium is a psychic who can communicate with the dead. So while all mediums are psychics, not all psychics are mediums. So if you're looking for connection with somebody who has crossed over, you definitely want to connect with somebody who is a professional medium. So when you go to a medium, you're wanting to hear from a deceased loved one. And it's important to understand going into it that no medium can guarantee that communication with a specific dead person will happen. That's very important. If you connect with a medium and they guarantee that you will hear from your specific deceased loved one, you should be very, very wary. When I do mediumship, one of four things generally happens. First, I might reach out and nobody responds. So I could be tuning in looking for your deceased loved one, but I get no response. That happens. Why does that happen? Sometimes your deceased loved ones are not interested in communicating at that time, or they may not be hovering. Not every deceased spirit is hovering and anxious to pass on messages. That doesn't mean you should feel bad or that they don't love you. It just might mean they're not going to connect. They're not answering the phone. So that happens sometimes. Sometimes I reach out and the spirit is unable to communicate with me strongly, so their guides will sometimes relay for me. So I can tell when I'm making a connection whether I'm speaking directly to the deceased person or whether your spirit guides are helping me understand what the deceased loved one is trying to say. So sometimes there's like a relay going on between me, your guides, and your deceased loved ones. And I can get information that way, but I can also feel that I'm not connected very strongly with the actual person. Now, sometimes I reach out and I find the deceased loved one and I'm able to connect with them very strongly because they're very interested in communication. So this is, for me, this is usually the case when I'm connecting with somebody where there was a murder, accident, or suicide, because these are the people that generally had unfinished business and are very much desiring to communicate with their loved ones, to maybe tell them what happened or tell them how they feel or tell them or ask for forgiveness. So that happens sometimes when I do readings. And then the fourth way that it happens for me is sometimes deceased people will come to me before a reading and they will sort of push on me very gently to make their presence known. And then I know that they're there and that they're wanting to communicate. And so I will tune in with them even before I get on the phone with my client. So those people come through extremely strongly because they are able to get my attention long before I'm even on the phone with somebody. So those are the readings that generally go quite well because I have a very strong connection with the deceased person. So you go to a medium and you're hoping to hear from a loved one and the medium makes a connection and starts telling you what's going on. And you feel really good about that. But then you think, well, wait a second. She didn't really say anything that validated that she was actually speaking to my, you know, deceased mother. So was my mother there or not? So let's talk about what validation should be like or should sound like. A lot of mediums will say something to you like, he's right behind you, he loves you, he misses you, he's watching out for you. Oh, and he sends birds to let you know that he's there. So every time you see a bird, that's him. Well, all those things might in fact be true, but it's not validation. And any professional medium or intuitive will know that that's really not good enough. So like I said, all those things might actually be true. So you don't want to discount that. And it doesn't mean the medium is making stuff up, but it's just not enough to give you proper validation. Validation should be something like the medium tells you how the person died. They give you a name, or maybe they tell you a personal story that's related to the two of you that the medium could have no foreknowledge of. Those are all really, really great methods of validation. I've had people come through with their names, and it doesn't happen that often. Names are kind of hard to get, but sometimes they'll come through with names. I recall one great reading I had where I was sitting with a woman in person, and her father's presence was so strong. So I knew right away that her dad was there. So I said to him, can you write your name above my client's head? Because I'd learned that from Gordon Smith, a medium who does this kind of work. And the deceased guy wrote the name Joseph above her head. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I really hope this guy's name is Joseph because I'm getting it very clearly. But man, that's so specific. So I said to her, I said, was your father's name Joseph? And she said, yeah, Joseph. We called him Joe. And I was floored. I was excited. I thought, wow, that's awesome. So, you know, he came through with his name. I didn't know his name before I sat down with her. So that was validation, not just for her, but for me as well. Oftentimes what I do is ask people how they died, because that's good validation. You know, you get on the phone with somebody and you don't know anything about the deceased person. So if they tell you how they died, that's pretty good validation. And it's usually something on the forefront of their mind and something that they can convey to you pretty easily. I had one guy, though. I was doing a reading for a woman and I was reaching out to her deceased husband. And I said, so how did you die? And he said, heart attack, cancer. And I'm like, which one? And I just kept hearing heart attack, cancer, heart attack, cancer. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I mean, that's the two most common ways that people die. I can't tell her, you know, heart attack, cancer. That just made no sense to me. But I wasn't getting any other information, so I had to trust what he was telling me. And I said to the client, you know, honestly, I can't tell if he died from a heart attack or cancer because he's making me feel like both. And she said, well, actually, he had a heart attack during cancer treatment. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how that made sense, but I couldn't figure it out at the time. One of my other favorite experiences with, this is probably my favorite dead guy ever. I was reading for his wife, and she asked if I could reach her husband. When I connected with him, I said, so how'd you die? And he said, I blew up. And I'm like, okay. So I said to the wife, I said, he's telling me he blew up. And she said, yeah, he died in a gas explosion. He and some coworkers were down there and the gas exploded, whatever. And he was blown apart. And I said, you know what, though? He seems like really proud of this. Like it was the coolest way to die ever. And she said, yep, he would. So in that instance, his personality was coming through. He thought it was just the coolest story ever that he blew up, you know, that he didn't get to the afterlife with heart attack or cancer. You know, so he just thought it was a cool way to go. But it provided validation for my client and for me as well. So once you receive validation from the medium, it's okay to ask some questions. In my experience, deceased people are somewhat limited in what they're allowed to talk about. But you can ask them questions and see how they respond. There are times when I'm communicating with someone and they can't really respond to certain questions, but for the most part, the deceased person does all the talking, and they're telling you what you most need to know, or what happened, or they're asking for forgiveness or understanding, or they're passing on information that's extremely useful to you or your family, like what's about to happen, or what they can see coming up, or something that they want you to pay attention to. So I would say the best way to do a reading is to allow the deceased person to tell you what they really want to tell you, because often you don't have very long with them, so it's important to let them have their say. So, to sum up, a good medium will not make you any promises. A good medium will be able to provide some kind of validation that she is indeed communicating with your loved ones, and a good medium will tell you when she's unable to connect. That does happen. Remember that your loved ones are just a thought away. They can hear you when you speak to them. And, you know, send them some love and know that they will receive it gratefully. Have a good week, and thank you for listening.